This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 775, entitled Women Will Have to Fight Their DNA. Description. Future decades will show how the contradiction between women's evolved criterion for judging men according to men's level or resources and masculine push for women to be FIPs, financially independent persons, will play out. Which will win? Can women fight their DNA? Masculine will give women no choice. Women must FIP up or die, rotting on the shelf by being totally ignored by men, masculisted men, who see fluffies as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin to be exterminated. The flyer itself. Women Will Have to Fight Their DNA, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. Email profhugodagaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodagaris.wordpress.com. Women are deeply parasitic on men. They evolved that way. The very criteria that women use to assess men is parasitic. Anyone reading the main findings of the evolutionary psychologists will learn that one of the top criteria that women use to assess men is men's resources. That is, if a woman has a serious relationship with a man, can that man pay for her while she's at home taking care of small children? This criterion is valid across all cultures. It's a cultural universal and about as strong as women's very strong preference for men who are taller than they are, which also evolved. A strong, tall, powerful, fierce man would be more capable of defending his woman if that woman was threatened by another man. The taller, bigger, stronger man would be more likely to defeat the threatening other man if it came to a physical confrontation between the two men. Women's very survival depended on her choosing a mate with a tall, strong, fierce man. Similarly, with women's very strong preference for men who have resources. When a woman is heavily pregnant, or when the baby is very young, she is a lot more vulnerable to the environment than usual, so needs to be supported by a man, both physically and nutritionally. She depends on him to provide food for her and her infant, so evolved to have a strong preference for a man who has resources, who can help her survive when she is most vulnerable. From a masculine viewpoint, this very strong preference of women for men who have resources is parasitic. In the modern era, women typically have only 0, 1, or 2 kids, so have a career window of half a century. The core idea of masculinism is that it is a rebellion by men against being man's slaves to women, working for women for decades of men's lives. The traditional role of a man in a nuclear family was to be the breadwinner, while his wife took care of, often, a dozen kids at home where she worked. Prior to the industrialization of society, the creation of a factory system, most people worked on farms, where women did as much work in terms of hours worked per day as the men. The men specialized on the farm, doing the heavy work, such as plowing, fence building, etc., that women were physically less able to do, and women did lighter chores, feeding the animals, cooking, washing the clothes, taking care of the many children, etc. In other words, women on the farm really pulled their weight. They worked as long as men did, and did not parasite off the labour of men. Then men invented the contraceptive pill, household gadgets, higher education, etc., that revolutionized the lifestyle of both sexes. With reliable contraception, women chose to have far fewer kids. In many advanced countries today, that average number of children per woman is approaching one. So with few children, how are women to fill their day? What would they do with their time? The obvious answer was to take up a career, to become financially independent of a man, which in turn enabled masculine thinking to get off the ground. Masculists talk about man's slavery, that is, when a woman expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life. This was the norm for several hundred thousand years, that is, the time that Homo sapiens have been on this earth. So it is a deeply ingrained expectation of women as regards to men. But women's lifestyle has now changed. It's been revolutionized. Women now can, capital letters, work. So the masculists, who are abolitionists, are pointing the finger at women and telling them in very forceful terms that, quote, "Now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get women killed in the sense of being totally ignored by men, masculisted men," end quote. But women evolved to assess a man by the level of resources that he has. That is, she expects, capital letters, to be able to be parasitic off him. So we have here a deep contradiction. On the one hand, masculists put powerful moral pressure on women to be FIPs, that's financially independent persons, who bother to have a career-competent education in high school and college, so that they can be FIPs as adults, and not fluffy style, in brackets, fluffy equals. The opposite of a FIP, that is, a traditional woman who expects to live off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life. Close brackets, manslaving him for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, ruining his life. Masculists have a deep hatred of fluffies and aim to wipe them off the face of the earth by totally ignoring them, forcing them to fip up, or they rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely deaths, dash, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually. This attitude of masculists towards women is relatively new, dating only from about half a century or so ago, since the arrival of the contraceptive pill. In today's world, that's August 2026, masculist ideas are still not widely spread, so most women are, by definition, monoconscious. That is, the only gender politics they have heard of is feminist, so know nothing of masculist ideas. They have not yet had both their feminist and masculist consciousnesses raised. They are not aware that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men far worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than vice versa, which causes masculists, biconscious masculists, in brackets, who have had both their feminist and masculist consciousnesses raised, close brackets, to see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites. When monoconscious feminists lash out at men in public for the ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., that seemed to masculists to be rather small beer and hence hypocritical in comparison to the much more serious gender crimes that women commit against men. For example, the big three of the masculists, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men that are horrible and last decades, hence their far greater seriousness. The big three are women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. This is the end of part one.